Roger Scheibe, Executive Director of South Dakota Dairy Producers.
All right, and we are here talking about South Dakota dairy because of the interest South Dakota has in getting California dairy producers to start up dairy operations here in South Dakota. So can you tell me a little bit about what it's like to be a dairy producer here in your state?
Well, considering that we only have 244 dairy farm families, it's very limited compared to the total number of farms in South Dakota. We're not known as a dairy state up until about 5-6 years ago, and we kind of got on the national scene. Mm-hmm. Our average size is about 376 cows per farm. About 85-90% of the milk is produced along the I-29 corridor, so from Nebraska, Interstate 29, up to North Dakota.
Okay.
All of our processing plants are along that, within 15-20 miles of that. And about 80%, I usually say 75-80% of our production in South Dakota comes from about 70 farms. So 70 of the 244 produce about 75% of the milk supply.
What would you say are some of your greatest challenges here?
Challenges? I don't know if we have that many challenges. If there is one, it's the older generation that we have, mm-hmm. and we don't have the young people coming back into dairying because it's just so capital intensive that we all know that it is in dairy. So what we have then is a challenge to get the next generation coming in, and that's what we are excited about, seeing some of those younger dairy operators from other states who are looking at the I-29 corridor for the second or the next generation, a son or a daughter or a nephew or a niece to be built someplace, and why not South Dakota? And that's the interest of getting them to at least look at the I-29 corridor.
Yeah. So what about labor? I know that labor is different between our two states. Tell me a little bit about dairy labor availability here in South Dakota.
Well, in the dairy industry, we do have our struggles getting labor.
Mm-hmm.
We have a supply that it seems like if we need two or three or five on a dairy farm, mm-hmm. somebody will call up a cousin and say, hey, we need some more help. So their relative in New Mexico or California comes up, and that's where we get them. It's kind of word of mouth, really.
Okay.
And if you were to look at that employer-employee relationship out there in California, you know, we're looking at a lot of those employees. We would really like to have them take another look at South Dakota. Yes, it's a little bit colder here in the winter months, but all of our milking now with cross-ventilated barns are all inside. It's kind of nice. It's like going into Walmart any time of the year.
Let's talk about what we're doing out here today at the research facility and why you brought a crew out here today to look at this.
Yeah, we brought our South Dakota checkoff organization as well as our South Dakota Dairy Producer Organization out here to look at the SDSU research and educational facility. It's 25 years old. It needs to have some renovation updates, and the producers are looking at seeing whether they should go maybe the robotic way or what direction they should go. And that's why we brought them out here, so they can actually see the facility.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we've identified that there needs to be a lot of an infusion of capital for our research that's going on here at South Dakota State.
Anything else that you would like our listeners in California to know about dairy in South Dakota?
Well, it's, yeah, for those dairy farmers out there in California, we have some of the same hassles that you do out there, except for one thing, really, and two. One is we're blessed to have a state that welcomes dairy, and our infrastructure and support from the state is there on the permitting side. We also have the opportunity, if you will, to get the moisture when we need it. We're blessed with Mother Nature. We don't have droughts like you're going through right now, which is terrible. And I wouldn't wish that on anybody, but we don't have that. You know, we grow 180, 200 bushel corn, 40, 45, 50 bushel soybeans. grow some of the best alfalfa in the world, really, and looking at the opportunity for more acres of all of that to go into through cows, and then turn that over for what I like to say is rural revitalization of our small communities here in South Dakota.
All right. Thank you so much for your time today, and thanks for bringing us along on the tour.
You bet. It was a joy. Thank you.